Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply wake up with your makeup. Wake up with your makeup. The cosmetics industry is one of the largest in the world. Makeup alone is a $60 billion a year industry, and over 80% of all women in the U.S. and Europe wear makeup at least every now and then. You can see makeup commercials on almost every TV station, from Maybelline to Max Factor and everywhere in between. Everyone seems to be fascinated with that whole concept of makeup. Imagine if we applied that same concept of making up to our spiritual lives. If we paid attention to how we look spiritually, even more so than how we look physically. Remember, the Bible says in Romans 12:2 that we should not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes, God wants us to embrace the makeup concept. Yes, my friends, but not an outside makeup, but an inside makeup. So today we're going to take a little comparison between the makeup that women use and how we can apply some of those same principles to our spiritual lives. Now, having a wife and 6 children, I've seen makeup, it seems like, all of my life. Yes, my friend, so I know a little bit about this topic, and I know that when women begin to apply makeup, they start with a foundation. Yes, this is not the glamorous makeup. This is the necessary makeup. Most of the time, it's designed to match their skin, and it blends in with their skin tone, and they apply this makeup all over their face before they put anything else on. They begin with a foundation. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, in this Christian life, we should all begin with a foundation. What's the foundation for us spiritually? That's simple. Our foundation is faith. You remember the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. We have to discover, my friends and neighbors, that faith is where it begins. You know, when we have the faith of God, then we have the confidence of God. Hebrews 10:35 says we should never cast away our confidence. Yes, my friends, our foundation is faith. We see it 4 times repeated in the scripture. One is in Galatians 3:11 that reminds us that the just shall live by faith. And so you say, how do I then strengthen my foundation? I want to have the foundation. You know, imagine a woman wouldn't want to even leave the house if she's a makeup wearer without her foundation on. Well, the way we do it is, first of all, we study the word of God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we study to show ourselves approved unto God. We then discover in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I increase my faith by saturating myself in the word of God. My friends and neighbors, when was the last time you sat down, opened your Bible, and began to study? When was the last time that you listened to the word of God? But it doesn't just stop there. First, we have to study to build our faith foundation. Then we have to do it. The Bible says in James 1:22 that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. So it's not just enough to go to church on Sunday to clap when the preacher preaches and say amen every now and then. We've heard it, but now we've got to do it. See, we don't have a complete foundation unless we hear and do the word. Imagine if a woman put foundation on half of her face and no foundation on the other half. She wouldn't look right, would she? Well, that's the same way if we hear the word on one side but don't do the word on the other. We look like a woman with half a foundation on our face. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to hear it and do it. That's our foundation. But remember, after the woman puts foundation on, what does she do next? You said it. She goes to the eyes. Yes, my friends and neighbors, women have several types of makeup just for the eyes. They've got eyeshadow. They've got eyeliner. They've got a mascara and eyebrow pencils. You name it. They've got something to just control and dictate the beauty of their eyes. Now imagine if we adopted that in our spiritual lives, because the Bible says in Matthew 13, 15 and 16, blessed be our eyes, for we see. Yes, my friends, but the eyes that God is talking about is not our physical eyes. In Ephesians 1 and 18, he tells us that he wants the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened. Yes, my friends, God wants us to see with another eye. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight, but that sight means natural sight. We can never surpass the vision we see of ourselves. If we see ourselves in peace, we'll be at peace. If we see ourselves in love and joy and prosperity, we'll be in love, joy, and prosperity. We've got to see it before it comes to pass. Remember, Abraham saw himself as a father before he ever became one. Joseph saw himself as a ruler before he ever became one. Jesus saw the crucifixion and the resurrection even before it happened. My question, my friends and neighbors, is what do you see? Do you see victory in your future? Do you see healing in your future? Do you embrace the fact that God has already provided everything that we need? See, if a person is walking around despondent and depressed and they're upset and they're sad, they're doing so because of what they see on the inside. They don't see joy, peace, happiness, love, and victory. But if that person is excited, even when circumstances don't dictate, it's because they probably see 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 that said, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." My friends, I'm telling you, if we change what we see, it will change everything. When was the last time you put a little makeup on your inner eye and begin to see with God's eyes and say, "You know what, Lord, I see myself as a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I see myself as a chosen generation." And if we begin to see ourselves the way God sees us, yes, my friends, it'll change everything. Now, last but not least, you know that the women put their eye makeup on and you know they have their foundation on, but you cannot leave the lip out, because yes, women have lip liner, lip gloss, lipstick, chapstick, you name it. There is something for the lips. Yes, my friends, and by the same token, we need something for our lips. The Bible says in Hebrews 13 and 15 that we should offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continuously. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Then we discover in Colossians 4 and 6 that our grace, our speech should always be with grace and seasoned with salt, that we may know how to answer every man. Yes, and you remember in Psalms 34 and 13, the Bible tells us to keep our tongues from evil and our lips from speaking deceit. My friends and neighbors, you know there was going to be an acronym here somewhere. Lips is just the four key ways that we want to speak every day. First, we want to speak limitless, then inspirational, then purposeful and successful words to everyone we meet. Yes, my friends, we don't serve a God that has limitations. He said all things are possible to him that believes, so we must be limitless in our speech as well. Yes, and we must be inspirational. Lift someone up. Don't tear them down. Build them up. Don't hurt their feelings. And speak purpose, my friends. The legacies that we're going to leave, the lives that we're going to change, the hearts that we're going to touch. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we can make up our lips, we'll be just fine. I challenge you today, don't leave home without your makeup. If you discover that you've left without your foundation, let's strengthen it and get stronger than ever before. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.